This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. About a week or so ago, we posted an article that Brother Michael wrote about Benedict XVI's recent heresies with regard to the Anglicans and the schismatic, quote, Orthodox. And I wanted to comment on the heresy that he uttered with regard to the Anglicans because I think it's particularly interesting. He says in this heresy, as you can see in the article on our website, that the Anglicans are the faithful, and referring to members of non-Catholic sects as the faithful is something that Benedict XVI has done a number of times. He has repeatedly identified the members of the schismatic, quote, Orthodox as the faithful, and in this case he calls the Anglicans the faithful. By the way, this statement was made during a joint celebration of Vespers with the notorious apostate leader of the Anglican sect, Rowan Williams, whom Benedict XVI calls, quote, an archbishop, even though Rowan Williams is not a priest or a bishop, but a layman. He also says that the Anglican apostate helps proclaim and represent God's faithfulness to his church, and it is in that context that he speaks of, quote, the faithful, both Catholic and Anglican. So Benedict XVI says the Anglicans and the Catholics are the faithful. Now, many false traditionalists and false conservatives will undoubtedly chalk this statement up to perhaps a scandalous or inappropriate comment, but one that really doesn't have any serious doctrinal significance. No, this statement is actually formal heresy. And it's formal heresy because it's a defined dogma that there's one universal church of the faithful, and that that's the Catholic Church and its adherents. So he's using a term that has been dogmatically defined, and he is applying the term in a way that directly contradicts the defined dogma, namely by calling people who are not part of the true church the faithful. And this statement is heresy no matter which way you slice it, because if you want to argue that he's not asserting that people who are not part of the Church of Christ are the faithful, well, then you're arguing that he's including Anglicans within the Church of Christ. And that's blatantly heretical in itself, for it's a defined dogma that people who reject the papacy, such as the Anglicans, are outside the Church of Christ. On the other hand, if you say that he is not including Anglicans in the Church of Christ, then he is applying the term the faithful to people who are not in the Church of Christ. And that's blatant heresy. No matter what argument you make, it's blatant heresy. So, this is a direct denial of the solemnly defined dogma, which was proclaimed by Pope Innocent III at the Fourth Lateran Council, that there is one universal church of the faithful, outside of which nobody at all is saved. He's saying that people who are not of the Catholic Church are the faithful. It's equivalent to saying that there's another God. It might not be as offensive to God, but it is as heretical. Because just as it is defined that there's only one God, the Holy Trinity, and to say that there's another God would deny that dogma. Likewise, it's defined that there's one church of the faithful, and therefore to apply that term, the faithful, to people of another church is to deny that there's only one church of the faithful. And what's particularly interesting is that this article that Brother Michael wrote was posted a few days before the Holy Week ceremonies began in the Vatican. And they show these pictures on all these false traditionalist and false conservative websites. Benedict XVI officiating at the Good Friday ceremony. What nonsense. What a deception. They might as well be posting pictures of the Anglicans or the, quote, Orthodox Holy Week rites. In fact, they might as well be Anglicans or, quote, Orthodox. Benedict XVI declares that the Anglicans are, quote, the faithful. And when we see these individuals promoting this man as if he's a Catholic who practices and observes Catholic tradition, this kind of heresy is a shot right back in their heretical faces. And it should remind everyone, no, you don't have a Catholic Pope. He's nothing more than a fraudulent imposter dressed up in robes. These people, these false traditionalists, false conservatives who reject this information, some of whom would completely dismiss the evidence we present, are so of bad will and so blind that they ignore all of this proof and they deceive themselves with the thought that he is up there officiating at some Holy Week ceremonies. What vapor! What vanity! To them, what matters is if he goes through some external ceremony that lasts a few hours, not that he consistently denies all of what Christ established and revealed, including the historical accuracy of the gospel, the necessity of Jesus, etc. It's just such a monumental deception. By the way, in the aforementioned Heresy of the Week article, there is also a heretical quote from Benedict XVI in reference to the recently deceased schismatic patriarch of Alexandria, quote, Pope Shenouda III, the non-Catholic, quote, Orthodox leader. Benedict XVI lamented the passing of this schismatic, said that he was a faithful servant of God, and prayed fervently that the Lord would welcome him into his heavenly kingdom, his house in heaven. So he clearly denies the dogma. Outside the church, there is no salvation. He showers praise on the ministry of a notorious non-Catholic schismatic and heretic, and says that he was a faithful servant of God. That's why it's such an abomination for these people who claim to be Catholic, who promote this anti-pope, whether they're false traditionalists, Novus Ordo, false conservatives. All these people who obstinately accept this guy and promote him are abominations. They are worshiping vapor and cloth. Think about this. You could go to the Eastern, quote, Orthodox, any number of their sects, and you could have someone dress up in robes and officiate at Holy Week ceremonies. You could have it in many Protestant denominations. That's what you have in Benedict XVI. He has the robes, he's up there, but there's nothing there. It's a complete fraud. It's no more Catholic or legitimate than what occurs in the Eastern, quote, Orthodox communities or the Protestant communities. And because these people only care about externals, they have no supernatural faith in unseen realities, the fact that he's not remotely a Catholic doesn't even matter to them. The fact that he's proclaiming the Anglicans, quote, the faithful, which mocks all kinds of saints who shed their blood not to become schismatic Anglicans, and which denies all kinds of defined dogmas on the unity of the church, the papacy, church membership, they don't care at all because they worship vapor and cloth. All they want is a live body, whom they can call Papa, and worship because he wears the robes. Even though he doesn't believe in Jesus, worships in synagogues, and says pagan religions are worthy of esteem. They are total abominations. And that's why a heresy such as this, which is only one of hundreds, pulls the cover off of their lie, their fraudulent and deceptive claim to be Catholic, to actually believe in the Catholic faith, while they ignore the greatest assault on its truth and dogmas that is occurring right in front of their faces. People who obstinately accept this Antichrist are no more Catholic than the Dalai Lama, and they will follow him right to hell. And this is the deception of the final days. You have a man who's up there in the cloth, he's up there in the robes, he's in control of the structure, but it's nothing more than an empty shell, a counter-church. The Catholic faith is not there. And only those who have the faith that Christ said would be almost gone in the final days, Luke 18:8, people who believe that the church is governed by supernatural realities, people who believe that you must actually accept the truth to be part of the church, can see it for what it is.